The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday. The restaurant business is notorious for long hours and a high degree of failure. Let's get some fundamentals in giving it a chance at success. We welcome in Doug Roth, who is the founder and president of Playground Hospitality based in Chicago. Doug, welcome to the program. When people think about starting a restaurant, they may watch an episode of a Gordon Ramsay restaurant series or a Bar Rescue with John Taffer and then run screaming the other direction. How much do reality shows reflect reality in terms of how things go in the restaurant business and just all the work that goes into making something flow like it does?
Well, I think that's a really good question, Rob. And I think that what you're saying is some level of truth to some of these reality shows. You do find yourself in the entertainment business. And as a result, you are opening up every day and never know who's coming to your party. And so as a result, a lot of these different restaurants that have opened over a period of time don't necessarily have the right infrastructure or have the right concept. And as a result, they find themselves on reality television trying to reverse it. And as we know, and I think we've talked about before, that we're looking at an attrition rate of almost 80% to 90%, which is huge.
What is the very first thing? You've got this great idea. Who do you go to? What do you do about money?
Well, I've affectionately said that you need a good therapist first to try to even go into this business. But once you sort of have found what I'll say is the right person to sort of ferret out your business plan, that is really where you need to look, is to find someone that you can discuss it with first, and then discuss with them a story. And I mean by story, which what I'm saying is, what is the background of the history of what you're doing as far as the restaurant? Did you have, you came originally from Italy, and this was your great-grandmother's recipe, and therefore you have built upon that and created a more modern version of some of those recipes. A great article this week, actually, in Cranes was about the Boca Group. And that's another story as to how they got started and what they've had to go through as far as the business. You then have to sort of determine what's the concept. If it is Italian, go for it. But do your homework. Research. Go to the places that might be your competition. Go outside of Chicago if you can obviously afford to do so. And then you need to install soul. And what I mean by that is your own personality. How many restaurants do you both go to? And you look at your, you look around and say, you know, who's managing it? Who's really given a sense of the feeling that I'm being taken care of? And then finally, is you need to create a culture. But in order to do that, is, and to answer your question real quickly, is how do you find capital? Well, you look towards obviously friends and family, angel investors, and there are some, I'll say groups out there that are incubator groups that are looking to put money in incubators, but you've got to be really good, and you have to have a real good team to be able to get together in order to do that.
Very quickly, how many restaurants stumble out of the gate because the owner didn't do their homework, and their concept was actually very similar to another concept that was just up the road?
Well, those are the people that come knocking on our door. What's happened is that they realized that they didn't have the expertise. And I think you bring up a good point, too, is that before you go into the business, like anything else, you go and get a degree. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a degree at a university. You work for other people. You work for the Bocas of the world, the lettuce entertainers of the world. And you really are able to build up that resume and then go out and do it. It's those people that you're talking about right now that many of them just said, hey, I got a great cheesecake recipe. I'm going to open a restaurant. And that just doesn't work. It's a very sophisticated business that, unfortunately, a lot of people think is philanthropy. You know, it's a very labor-intensive, detail-oriented type of industry, and you have to always be focused on each and every penny that comes through the door.
Doug, thanks so much for all the information. Doug Roth is founder and president of Playground Hospitality, Chicago.